This is the Kingsguard Capital Retirement Wars Podcast with strategies to fortify and protect your retirement. Here is the Kingsguard Capital J Team, Jessica and Joseph Cervinka.
Along with the Kingsguard Capital J Team, I'm Cheryl White. Hello, Jessica and Joseph.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Jessica and Joseph, despite the benefits of consulting a financial advisor, a large portion of Americans, especially those over the age of 50, say they're hesitant to do that because of perceived costs and insufficient savings. What would be your response to that?
Well, I mean, Joseph, I know that you've asked people, do you have a financial advisor? And there's a good portion that do, right? Would you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then there are those that don't,
that
but
try
what's
to,
the reasons? Yeah.
At the end of the day, why do you even get an advisor? It's because you're losing money in the market and you're trying to reduce your risk, right? You're not getting the growth that you want.
Or you're kind of tired of doing it yourself and you're thinking, you know, I don't know, maybe I need to put this in the hands of an expert and I don't want that stress. And then there's others that don't want an advisor because they're thinking they could do a better job simply because they're paying attention to it closer. They're not having to pay a bunch of fees. They're putting themselves in the position where they feel they're best protected as opposed to somebody else's idea of what they should do with their money. So it's really, it's all over the place. But yes, you're right, Cheryl. There's some people out there that feel they don't have enough to warrant having expert advice or an advisor or simply to pay any
fees. Or just paying the high fees and not getting the growth that they want. So
what about those people? And we've had a few people say to us, we had somebody approach us and when they found out how much we had, well, if we don't have at least $500,000, they don't want to work with you. And that's sad because there's a lot of people out there that have $300,000 to $500,000 that need our help and that we could at least provide them a direction. Or maybe these people may have sufficient income where they can actually do something with these assets that's going to grow. There's a lot of things we can help people. But if you don't sit down with somebody, a few people actually, you'll never know if you're going to come across that advisor that's actually going to help you. And you owe it to yourself to check.
You know, I've noticed with a lot of advising out there is that especially with retirees, when they get in a financial advisor, they're typically very just investment oriented.
That's true.
Just want to put it all into investments. And every time I speak to folks that come into the office, I see that like 80 to 90% of their whole portfolio is completely all in investments, which all carry an element of risk.
And fees. Yes, and they're not really seeing the results. They're thinking, well, why are we paying all of this, taking all the risk? They're assuming the risk, but I'm not getting the returns I need. Is this going to last me? Then on the flip side, there's a percentage of people out there, believe it or not, Joseph, you would affirm this, that have everything in insurance products, in annuities. Let's say, oh, everything was put in an annuity and it was unnecessary because they're not taking advantage of a complete plan. They're not diversifying. A lot of times they come in, they don't even know why they have them, what good they are. And guess what? They're not happy. They're upset because somebody put all their money in something that they really didn't need, or maybe they didn't need all of it, or maybe the product that they were offered wasn't exactly the one that should have been for that particular objective. And so they kind of get this bad taste in their mouth about advisors. And unfortunately, that makes our job a lot harder because we're trying to show them, educate them, and make sure that we can go ahead and help them with all the tools that are available.
Remember, guys, there's all sorts of different advisors. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're all financial advisors, but you have investment advisors that cover mainly just investments. And then you have other advisors that cover college funding and whatnot. We specialize in retirement. Our whole universe is focused in the world of retirement because those who are entering retirement are already in there. It's a completely different universe.
Good point.
Completely different way of getting taxed, different health care. It's just a whole different world compared to those younger folks who are still in the accumulation phases of their life trying to build up their portfolios.
Absolutely. That's
you guys already built up your portfolio. It's time to retire. You're no longer going to be working, so your salary is going to be dropping off. Now is the time for protecting what you have, still get the growth, but not putting everything at risk in the market. You want to diversify it evenly. There's two different worlds in the financial world. You want to look at the risk investments and you want to look at your principal safety investments.
At the end of the day, when you're in that red zone, 10 years from retirement or retire, you have to kind of start looking at things a little bit differently, I think. I think everybody would agree with me that when you were working 20, 30, 40 years old, the way you were going to invest what's going to be a little bit different than the way you might want to invest right now when you are already completed your accumulation of all your money. Now, what do? You continue to take all those risks and continue to gamble with your money. I mean, that's really what you're doing when you're younger, but you've got that time, right? So what type of an advisor do you work with at that point? Well, an investment advisor does their job. They're growing your money, but there's a point in time where that's not going to be enough, folks. So you have to look at the different options that you have. You have to not necessarily say, oh, I'm going to be very conservative and I'm not going to take advantage of the market. Well, those people that did not have a plan and did not take advantage of the market have not seen a lot of growth because they're going all conservative. So where's the balance? Well, that's what my advisor said. I need to go all conservative. It's a lot more to it than that. It's not about sticking your money in different buckets and then, hey, cookie cutter. Yay, this is what it is and I'm done. It doesn't work out that way. So,
no, absolutely. No. You know, just can't throw it in there and hope for the best.
No.
It has to be a plan written out. And we always talk about diversifying, which is very important. And a lot of folks don't realize that there's many different avenues to go diversify in. But most folks are usually in investments.
That's right. So the key here is implementation of the correct type of plan. And what do we say? Income is king. Right?
Income is king.
Let's start with that. So if you can have...
Look, one of the biggest things that everyone is always concerned of is, do I have enough money in retirement? And
right.
The first thing that we look at is
your
income.
Do you have enough income in retirement, right?
Now, once you got the income settled, which is the biggest and most important, and we see a lot of folks that come in that, you know, they don't need income. They have plenty of income, but they got these savings. So then, depending on how much savings you have... Now you're looking at more of the tax situation and tax concerns. So then we do planning around taxes when you start having enough for income and you got plenty of savings in your nest egg. But then you have those that don't have the income part set, and that's where we come in, help them with the fixed income so that they can not stress about how they're going to pay for the expenses over time. And then whatever it is that you got left over, that's what you can use to grow. That's what you can start getting aggressive with. But first, take care of your foundation.
So let me ask you guys a question out there. Who would you rather be, right? We've got A, Jan and Bob here, who have $100,000 a year in guaranteed income between their Social Security and their pension, and they've got $500,000 in savings. That's it. And then they need about $80,000 a year to live on. So then we've got Bill and Lisa over here on the other side who need also $80,000 a year to live. And they have a very small Social Security, but they've got $1 million in the bank. Which one would you rather be? They both need the same amount of income. And one of them has half the money. The other one has $1 million. How long, ask yourself, will $1 million last you if you're sucking out, you know, $60,000, $80,000 a year? What's the rate of return that you're going to need to make sure that you don't run out of money for the next 30 years? What about inflation? What about the cost of your financial advisor and investments in order to make that? Well, guess what? The other ones, they're whistling Dixie because they have $100,000 a year in guaranteed reliable income. And their $500,000 is doing what? Growing. So at the end of the day, 20 years down the line, they have more money than they started with, and they've been enjoying their life. That's what I'm talking about, living with confidence.
Have questions for Jessica and Joseph? Reach out to the J team at 804-886-1196, 804-886-1196, and join the Kingsguard Capital J team each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or for any specific security. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services are offered by Kingsguard Capital, LLC, a registered advisor firm located in Virginia and Florida.